God of Ema, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. From Martin Luther King. The Apostle Paul noticed the blindness of many of his opponents, and he said, "I bear them record that they have a zeal for God, but they are not acting according to knowledge." Over and again, the scriptures remind us of the danger of zeal without knowledge, and sincerity without intelligence. So, we have a mandate both to conquer sin and also to conquer ignorance. Modern man is presently having a rendezvous with chaos. This is in 1965, 67. You think it was bad back then? Modern folk are currently having a rendezvous with chaos, not merely because of human badness, but also because of human stupidity. If Western civilization continues to degenerate until it, like the previous 24 civilizations, falls hopelessly into a bottomless void, then the cause of our collapse will not be its our only undeniable sinfulness, but also our appalling blindness. If American democracy gradually disintegrates, it will be due as much to a lack of insight as to its flirtations unhesitatingly with war. And also, if we moderns eventually transform this earth, our home, into an inferno such as even the mind of Dante cannot imagine, all of this will be the result from downright badness and also from downright stupidity. "They know not what they do," said Jesus. Blindness was their besetting trouble. And the crux of the matter of the modern man and woman lies here. We need to be blind. We want to be blind. Physical blindness is due to results beyond our control, but intellectual and moral blindness is a dilemma which we inflict upon ourselves by the tragic misuse of our own freedom and our failure to use our minds to their fullest capacity. The misuse of freedom and the failure to use our minds to their fullest capacity. One day we will learn that the heart can never be totally right when the head is totally wrong. Someday we'll learn that. The heart can never be totally right when the head is totally wrong. Only through the bringing together of head and heart, intelligence and goodness, shall we rise to a fulfillment of the true nature of our humanity. The call for intelligence is a call for open-mindedness, sound judgment, and love of the truth. It is a call for people to rise above the stagnation of closed-mindedness and the paralysis of gullibility. Light has come into this world. light has come into our world. A voice crying through the vista of time calls to all of us to walk in the light. Man's earthly life will become a tragic cosmic funeral dirge if we fail to heed this call. Walk in the light. This is the condemnation, said Saint John. The light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light. Spiritual life is learning to see. Spiritual life is about being taught to see the light and move toward the light. Moses, Elijah, Jesus are all about getting rid of delusions so that we can see the light and enter into the light. That light by which we see our lives and can be present to what is actually happening within us and around us. When we begin to see by that light, we see that religious life is not about requirements and results or even becoming righteous. Religious life is about relationships. It's seeing a sense of the whole, that all of us belong, that we are deeply interconnected. And the whole cosmos is already a magnificent invitation to relate with God, each other, things we don't know, with the earth, with mystery, with music. Even in the midst of brokenness and tiredness and woundedness, this grand interconnection is happening. We're inside of it right now. But we have to remember, as the singer said, we are the light. And that's the toughest thing, isn't it? We can never accept that. Maybe this happened. The congregation is the light, but not this crew, right? I mean, come on, give up. Let's tell the truth. We just can't go there. To embody the light is the work of God within us. We heard it in the song. We hear it in the texts. We need the light. Have you noticed that this week? We desperately. And it seems so far away. But it's here if we turn to it and begin to anchor our lives within it. But where there is fear and rage and stupidity, There is no attention to relationship and the deep down belonging of all of us. No relationship and no responsibility towards life. And where there is then the void of darkness, of emptiness, of meaninglessness, of lies and deceit and manipulation. Like President Zelensky experienced on Friday. We are done in. And we dare not pretend that we can see the light. We need to pause and pay attention to the Holy One, who can see into that dark and make us aware. The one to whom night and day are the same. We need to pay attention. We need to pause. And that is what prayer and contemplation are all about. Giving us the capacity to pause in the depths of that dark when we don't know what's going on anymore. And to listen for the clarity of vision from the one who brings us light, that we might see everything in a new light. This is the hard work of spiritual life. Without it, we go on bathing in the darkness and feeling there is no hope. This is the tough edge, the tension into which we have to live. And that is, there are things we learn in life which are absolutely bedrock true for us. And we dare not violate. Because down deep we know, this is me, this is how I am, this is how I relate. Do not ignore the wisdom you have received. But we also, all of us carry this sense of, I already know what's going on. I can see. You don't need to open my eyes any further. And that's really hard, to live in the tension between those two. I never want you to violate the wisdom that is yours, but this paying attention to the continued unveiling of our eyes in order to see is a challenge. Humility is the only thing that can carry us through the darkness. I don't know, and I don't know everything. And courage is what carries us into the light. And we need both. This is sort of the irony of the day. This mixed message. As we look at these texts, that the people at the base of Mount Sinai are blinded by the radiance of the covenant. And Moses, when he returns, they just can't see. Where do we go from here? They know it's magnificent. They couldn't see. And so it is. With the disciples gathered around Jesus and Moses and Elijah. They are blinded by the radiance of it all. And Peter desperately calls out, let's build some booths here. And we'll run an operation, religion. $25 a head, you can see it yourself. That's what he's proposing. And Jesus says, no way are we staying here. No. This is his Exodus moment. And as I endlessly remind you, Exodus does not mean exit or escape. It was that movement towards a flourishing life, that the covenant brought people into wisdom, not only for them, but to be a light to all the other nations. So now Jesus is compelled to move towards Jerusalem to confront the powers of corruption at that time. Those who were socially irresponsible, meaning the Romans, occupying a nation, running the show, no sense of the common good. Jesus confronts that. And he also confronts the leadership in the temple for its stagnation. And make sure you hear this clearly. This is not anti-Jewish. This is not anti-Judaism. It is anti-stagnation of spiritual life and values. As if it's a possession and we dole out God here. He shatters that. But I'm also pretty sure that there have been at least 37 popes who were far nastier than the high priest Caiaphas. Huh? Yeah. He's breaking through to remind us that we are the light. And we must devote ourselves to the focus on that light in order to become the light. And he speaks with love, compassion, wisdom, confrontation, healing, and most of all, truth. As Gandhi said, even if you are a minority of one, the truth is still the truth. And modern men and women have said, the truth, you know. Who needs the truth? Whatever I believe is true, right? You can't know the truth. And that is the degradation of the blindness and the stupidity which inhabits around us and tries to permeate us. Friends, leave the darkness behind. Let us walk into the light. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.